This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We went to break yesterday, as we usually do at around 4:55, and literally like a minute later, this statement came across our emails. Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in this next chapter of their lives. That's from Eric DaCosta. What do you think of that statement?
I thought it was a bit much. I thought it struck me as incredibly insensitive to the magnitude of the allegations against him, the credible, highly credible allegations that Justin Tucker has in no way taken legal action against. He has run his mouth to OutKick, and he has put ridiculous statements out on social media. He has not done anything in any way to clear his name in any sort of court of law or take any action against the now 16 defamation. Women, right, who have all independently spoken to media members about their interactions with Justin Tucker. It struck me as tone deaf and crass. There's ways to move on with a player while covering your ass and satisfying your legal department and trying to make sure you save every penny for your billionaire owner that you possibly can, because that's really what this, it's what this is about. They don't want a grievance process. They don't want to have the NFLPA.
Who does want a grievance process?
Well, I mean, again, like they were cool letting this play out for 3 months and make some jackass statements and do some jackass things and have the people of this town reach out in many different forums and say enough. And they wanted to play it out this way because they think it protects their financial interest. They have every prerogative to do that. It doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here and say I agree with it or say that there's any moral compass involved in it whatsoever. And again, that's a franchise that wants to have football. Football's for everybody, and we want to throw our purple events for the gals and get everybody involved in football. Like, all right, well, guess what? When it comes to actual issues, societal issues that involve issues of sexual of a sexual or violent nature towards women, I would say that their record on those things is pretty abysmal. And to me, they did things repeatedly through the last several months since the first story came out in the Banner that turned my stomach. So I can only speak for myself, and we can go back and look at the various polls we've done with thousands of respondents saying, get this enough. Anybody with some common sense could see that this guy is not somebody who should be on your football team. They did it their way. It turned my stomach.
Well, Jason, there's a couple of the 16 women on the record with the Baltimore Banner saying they didn't like the Ravens statement, not addressing the elephant in the room. Now, I understand why they didn't address the elephant in the room. I just thought they went a little over the top in the praise of Justin Tucker. There's a way to do it. And it just seemed like it was a little much for me.
Yeah, I thought it was over the top as well. They wanted to make clear it was a football decision. You could have made it a couple sentences shorter.
Yes,
you
didn't have exactly.
To let the
reliability, focus, drive, resilience, extraordinary talent.
That was unnecessary.
Okay, all right.
But that's the way they chose to do it.
And again, we all know that this is 1,000% related to the reporting that they found credible enough to kick one of their most decorated and favorite players of all time the hell out of their building.
Well, I think the implication is the league found it credible enough, too, because I think that's coming.
And now to spin it forward with the complicated legacy of Tucker, we put out a poll. This Twitter poll is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Ravens finally cut Justin Tucker, avoiding a potentially toxic situation with him and his rookie replacement in the facility at the same time. He was released for despicable allegations despite the football decision pablum. So should he eventually get in the Ring of Honor? Over 1,200 votes already. This poll's still live. IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. No chance. Good riddance. 57.8%. Maybe one day. 42.2%.
I voted one day. I just think that I can see a scenario where to save his career, well, which he thinks a career, he will take a suspension from the league and say he's got a problem and needs therapy and needs help, and time will heal, and he'll eventually go in the Ring of Honor. I just, and by the way, there are two guys in the Ring of Honor who just do a little Googling on one, and the other one is very well aware, who have done things a lot worse than
but
this.
But it begs the question, they're an organization that at numerous times has tried to act like we're different now.
Yeah.
And oh, we learned from that. Oh, we've changed. Oh, we've evolved. Zero tolerance policy.
And by the way, I think
they said that.
And by the way, I think Ray Rice should be in the Ring of Honor too. I think the his post career.
Well, Ray Rice has walked the walk and done the work.
He has.
And dedicated himself to making that the lowest point of his career. He also owned it pretty much in real time. Now the video obviously had something to do with that. But you're going to tell me Justin Tucker is going to make He's laid into cancel culture. They're out to get him. It's hard to come out with his lawyers the way he did.
Yes.
And then to save his career, say, now I see the light. And have people believe that in the court of public opinion.
I will say, I do want to push back on the time heals all wounds. The time doesn't heal the wounds of these 16 that have come out.
Wait, that we know of. Yes, if there were 16, you're telling me this went on for, this guy's been in this town for 15 years?
And Ken, you're 100% right talking about Suggs and Ray Lewis, but if you go to the Ravens website, you go to their Ring of Honor page, they have 7 traits of Ring of Honor members, and they lead off with character. That's them.
Yeah.
That's on their page. They lead off with character.
Hey, Terrell Suggs was a great football player. Go Google.
I completely agree.
Go Google.
Hey, they want to not put Tucker in and take Suggs out? I'm here for it.
They're not doing that.
Yeah, they aren't.
They're not doing that. And
look, there's nothing beneath them, so they probably will want to jam this guy up there one day, because it's clear they really love what he did for them, kicking a football.
Well, doesn't make it right. At the end of the day, isn't it about, they can talk about character and all this stuff. At the end of the day, isn't it about football?
So make it about football.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
He's not a Raven anymore.
No.
Not because of football.
I get that. But everything. We talk about
they eventually let Terrell Suggs leave. Mm. That was football.
Yeah.
The Chiefs and these other teams want to pay him more than we're willing to pay him anymore. This ain't that.
No, I get it.
This is Ray Rice.
And
Ray Rice isn't in there yet.
No, he is not. We'll get more into this a little bit later. Coming up next, though, Morgan Adsit, Fox 45 Sports. What does she think of the statement, of the timing, of Justin Tucker's release? We ask her next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.